Surely we have all done something we wish we could take back, some words or actions that don't reflect our best self. How like human nature to minimize our part and bypass the important work of admitting our mistakes. It is so much easier to assume the other party has forgotten our infraction or knows we didn't mean it. After all, we may have put up with a lot from the other party. We may even feel justified about our little indiscretion. But that is like a band-aid on cancer. Problems like these do not die with a day, nor by the passing of time. This is the stuff of rumination, and sometimes ruination of a person. The cure is quite likely to go to the person we have harmed and offer a sincere, heartfelt apology. To be sincere and heartfelt requires getting beyond our self-absorption. Imagine what it must have been like to be on the receiving end of our words or actions. Can I imagine the hurt? How does it feel? If I have lied, it is not just that I haven't been truthful. I have allowed someone to believe an untruth and perhaps act on that illusion. And if I've lied often, then I've robbed the other person of the dignity to trust their own instincts. If I have belittled or poked fun, even in jest, what is it like to be the butt of jokes? If I have stolen, I've prevented someone from having what is rightly theirs. What is it like to go without? When I have failed to keep a confidence or to carry through with a promise, can I feel the disappointment of being let down? Walk a mile in any of those shoes, painful and uncomfortable as they are. Now I am in a better position to form my apology. I take account of my actions and their wide-reaching damage. I say I am wrong because I see how wrong I am, and I can ask for forgiveness. If I am fortunate enough to receive it, I relish it for the gift it is. A genuine opportunity to set the relationship right, because the pain is great for both sides. And if the other party is unable to forgive or needs time to trust again, I will understand. Forgiveness is not easy. It goes against human nature. Who wouldn't want to trust after being hurt? Who would want to believe after being lied to? Forgiveness is divine. When God is in the midst of a sincerely offered apology, God will often build a bridge if we will cross it.